Our next guest is an expert on something else, something I can't bring myself to say.
So I'll say it. Swearing. Susie Essman, who you probably know as Susie Green on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, joined us in October of 2009. We asked her if she really was like the foul-mouthed, angry woman she plays on TV.
I would say I have a short fuse.
You do.
But I'm always provoked.
Yes.
It's not coming out of nowhere. You know, people think the character's just this crazy, screaming woman, and there's always a reason why she's angry.
So she's a sane, screaming woman.
Exactly, Peter.
I can hear it building now.
How did you get this role? Were you chewing somebody out, and somebody said, hey?
No, Larry just called me and offered it to me because he knew I had a way with language.
I see. Well, had this been what you were known for in the New York
no,
Comedy
No, not
circles?
Really, no.
No.
No, it is what I'm known for now in this very bizarre kind of, my life has become strange, that people just walk up to me in the street and beg me to yell and scream and curse at them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And what do? Do you accommodate this? Do you accept this as the price of your fame?
No.
You don't do it?
No, because, you know, I get paid a lot of money to yell and scream and curse, and I get it for free.
We heard you say once that people actually want to get you on the phone yelling and screaming at somebody else.
Yes, I've done that for charity.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what happens? I make a donation, and what do you do for me?
And then I will, you know, leave an answering machine message, for example, to somebody that you want me to yell and scream at.
Oh, wow.
Gosh. It's a beautiful thing that I could raise money for needy causes by cursing.
Carl should try it.
Yeah,
I know, Carl. I don't think Carl can do it. I don't think you've got that in you.
How much do you get paid for that?
Oh, maybe he does. Talk us through this. You say it takes talent. Break it down for us. How do you work up that big head of steam and come up with just the right mean thing
well,
to say?
Well, it depends. You know, I'll think of something like, you know, I have teenagers, so I think about stuff that they do.
Really?
They're basically mentally ill people with car keys.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because as one of the things you write about in your delightful new book is you acquired both a husband and a complete family instantly.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom waiting to happen that hasn't.
It hasn't happened.
No.
So you got married, and your husband had children from a prior marriage, and they were relatively advanced. They were like in their teenage years. So how did
we have four teenagers.
Oh, my God. So how do you go from being a single woman about town in New York City, comedian, nightclub, habitué, to a suburban mom?
Well, here's what happens when you have teenagers. You think you're hip, you think you're cool, and then one day you realize that you're just an idiot. You know, like they roll their eyes at me.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. And I was queen of the eye rollers. I was so good at it, you could actually hear my eyes rolling. And now I'm getting rolled at. You know, the irony.
Can you have them watch an episode or two of Curb, and then they'd be like, okay, Mom, whatever you say.
No, they don't live in fear. I'm nothing to them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm their mother, and they love me. And you know, but, I mean, in terms of, like, Susie Green kind of fear, they could care less.
Really?
You know, when I first met them, you know what I did? I bought their love.
You bought their love.
Yeah, they were like Russian mail order brides. It was exponential. The more I spent, the more they loved me.
Wow. You were a single woman living in New York, living the life of the successful actress and comic, hanging out. And is it possible to continue being a comedian when the source of your material has changed so much?
Yeah, one of the reasons why I got married and now I have all these kids is so I have a new source of material.
Yeah.
I got teenagers. It's endless.
But yeah, but they must be aware of that. I mean, they must know that anything they do
as long as I keep buying, they don't care.
Really?
Yeah. You know, how do they expect me to pay for all that stuff? Here's the thing about teenagers. Their cerebral frontal cortex is not fully formed till they're 25.
I've heard that.
So you have to assume that they're mentally impaired, that you're dealing with mentally ill people, and that's why they make really bad decisions, and they're susceptible to peer pressure, and they think they know everything. So it's as though until they're 25, you're living in an insane asylum. I'm not saying that glibly.
25, you said? Really?
Yeah, 25. Well, maybe for men, it's 32.
It couldn't be. Well, Susie Essman, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You're a sanctified, beatified, and a really nice guy.
Now, no one has ever heard any of your material or your performances would ever say, that's Susie Essman. What a saint. We're going to ask you three questions about saints, genuine saints of the Apostolic Catholic Church. Two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is Susie Essman playing for?
Susie is playing for Wes Burns of Jetorkly, Illinois.
Now, they know I'm Jewish, right?
They do.
Okay.
Their expectations are lower.
And if she doesn't get two right, she'll leave the message on the answering machine.
for volunteering that.
All right, here is your first saint. It's Saint Simeon Stylite. He was one of the most popular and famous saints of the early Catholic Church. He brought pilgrims from all over the world to visit him in 5th century Syria. What did he do to cause such devotion? A, he ate nothing but tree bark and yet lived. B, he stood on a pillar outside for 37 years. Or C, he could command worms to appear on the surface of the earth whenever he so desired.
I would say C.
You're going to go for C. He could make worms.
The other two are just too bizarre.
Too bizarre, eating tree bark or standing in the pillar. Well, actually, the second one, it was correct. He stood on a pillar for 37 years. His name, in fact, Stylite, refers to the pillar he stood on.
Did he ever have to go to the bathroom? He just stood on the pillar?
The records are unclear, but he stayed on that pillar for 37 years.
You know what? That's not true.
I thought that was... I thought that that was St. David Blaine.
Yeah. No. Simeon Stylite, people would come from all over to talk to him and gain his wisdom, which is why he climbed up in the pillar in the first place, so that people would stop bothering him.
They didn't have cable in those days.
It's true. So it's like, what do you want to do tonight? Hey, you want to look at the guy standing in the pillar? That sounds like fun. Okay, you've got two more questions. Your next saint is St. Joseph of Cupertino. He was a Franciscan monk who lived in the 17th century in Italy. He became famous, too famous in the eyes of the church, because he could do what? Was it A, fly, B, hold his breath for a whole day, or C, talk in the voice of Noah, King David, and 100 other biblical characters?
He was Rich Little.
He was the Rich Little of his time.
I would say fly.
You're right, fly. He was known as the flying monk. And apparently he could launch himself into the air in religious ecstasy. The church eventually told him to quit it. All right, this is very exciting because if you get this last question right, you will win our game. Your last saint is Saint Claire of Assisi. She was a famous medieval nun. She is known today for her chastity and good works and her vow of poverty. But she has a particular role in today's church. What is it and why did she get it? A, because of her famously rapid walks around the monastery. She is the patron saint of NASCAR and other automobile races. B, because of regular visions she had on the wall of her room. She is the patron saint of television. Or C, as she regularly spoke in tongues, she is the patron saint of professional translators.
Oh, my goodness.
I would say B.
B, TV?
Yeah.
You're right. Little did you know,
what
being on television...
What a good Catholic Jew you are.
...that you had a patron saint.
My husband's Catholic.
According to legend, when St. Claire was unable to go to Mass, she was able to see the service on the wall of her room.
Huh.
So Pope Pius XII made her the patron saint of TV in 1958.
Is she network or cable, do you think, at this point?
She must have been so excited. She, unlike everybody else in the Middle Ages, had something to watch. Carl, how did Susie Essman do in our quiz?
Susie had two correct answers, Peter, so she wins for Wes Burns. Congratulations.
Well done, Susie.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Susie Essman plays Susie Green on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Her new book is called What Would Susie Say? Susie Essman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
It was great to have you. Good luck with the book.
Thanks.